books forever. These books can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com and at his website, www.ClarenceHunter.com. His email address is Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com. You're able to like him on Facebook and friend him on Twitter and talk with him at 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. This is Wade with your weather for this Monday. It's mostly cloudy in Shreveport with a high at 85 and a low at 69. Monroe has thunderstorms today. 81 is the high. Overnight lows at 69. More of the wet stuff for Lake Charles. High temperature at 81. Overnight lows at 69. Natchez, Mississippi is partly cloudy today with a high at 86. Overnight at 65. The Alexandria Metroplex will get partly cloudy conditions. High temperatures at 86, overnight lows at 66. And that's a look at your Monday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B. of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. I am Minister Lily Bead, and today we are talking about trials and tribulations, amen? We hear about them all the time, but we need to know why, the what, and the how, and what it will produce in your life if you go through these things, amen? The scripture that I'm coming from today is a very familiar scripture. It's James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. I will focus on one, but I will read all four of them. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its perfect work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. So in the first four verses, it tells you a reason to consider it joy. When you face trials of many kinds, that means you are going to face all kinds of situations. James is letting us know this is going to happen. And it tells you why. Because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. In other words, it produces sticking power within your life. Amen. Let perseverance finish its perfect work so that you may be mature. That means you will grow up and you will be complete, not lacking anything. Amen. That is what God wants us for us today, in able to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. You have to exercise in order to become strong. And our trials come to teach us how to exercise. No matter what comes your way, God is not surprised. Your challenges was not sent to defeat you. It was sent to increase you. Trials come to make us strong and to prepare us for the next level of God's plan. You remember Jeremiah 29 and 11 say God has a plan and a good plan. And also for those purposes in the plan to come forth, we got to go through something in order for it to happen. Amen. Life is so simple and God's word is so simple and so plain. Once you get an understanding, you won't be crumbling like a cookie when something don't go right. You will learn to grow through that situation. That is why it happens. Because the word of God say he is perfecting everything that's a concern of ours. So in order to perfect us, we got to go through some things so some things can be deleted and some things can be added. Amen? I use deleted because that's a common word we all understand now. Amen? God's plan not cause us to give up on our destiny. Amen. We all have a destiny. In this passage of scripture, James doesn't say if you face trials, but whenever you face them. So that is going to happen. And don't be surprised. Of course, we are surprised, but he's letting us know they are going to come. Amen. He assumes that we will have trials and that it is possible to profit from them. The point is not to pretend to be happy when we face pain, but to have a positive outlook. Consider it joy that you're going through it, and realize when you come out on the other side, you're going to be better than when you were when you went through it. Amen. I was looking at a book the other day. This young man had been to prison about 5 years. The situation up there in New York about the five young men that went through trials because they were accused of rape. And on Friday, I believe it was, there was an interview with one of the young men. And he has wrote a book. It's called Better Not Bitter. In other words, he went through a bitter situation, but he came out better. And he made the statement, it wasn't fun there. He said, but I learned. In other words, I learned to be a more stable individual, and I grew because of that. Because now he have a book, he have a business, and he have several things going on. And he said he contributed all that to what he went through. And it's just struck me as, you know, when we go through something, if we don't be moaning and groaning and complaining, we can see the good in what's going on. But you have to know what the Word of God says about these situations. Because there's one thing I do know that I talk to my sister about all the time. God's Word have a solution for every problem that you will encounter in this life. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you go through an encounter that God does not have a word for. But you got to know what the words say concerning this situation. Amen. God is so good. He fixes us up from the beginning to the end if we are looking. Amen. Consider it great joy because of what trials can produce in our lives. To turn our hardships into times of learning, tough times can teach us endurance. We can't really know the depths of our character. I'm going to say that again. We can't really know the depths of our character. That means you and me, you don't really know what you're made of till you go through something. Amen? In other words, God will show you what you're working with. Amen? If you got wood or clay or you made out of iron or something bendable. Amen? Our hardships into times of learning and tough times can teach us endurance. We can't really know the depths of our character until we see how we react under pressure. It is easy to be kind to others when everything is going well. But can we still be kind when others are treating us unfairly or something has been done to us unjustly? God wants to make us mature and complete, not to keep us from all pain. There's going to be a little pain in order to grow. I remember in the military where we used to run and do exercise, and there was a phrase they used to know always, no pain, no gain. And it's the truth. If you don't ever go through nothing, people, you will stay stuck on the ground. You won't know how to handle situations when they come. Instead of handling it, you will fall to pieces. And a lot of us are doing that, and this is not the time to be falling to pieces. This is the time to open your eyes spiritually, read the Word of God, and see what God says about you, because he wants the best for us. He's outlined that plan in the Word of God. All you got to do is get in line with the Word. It's not going to be easy, and you're not going to miss everything, but you're going to be able to know how to go through everything and still have joy And I'm not talking about worldly joy. I'm talking about joy that you get in the spirit. It's not like you don't know you're going through stuff, but you know how to go through it and handle it with grace and dignity and still have a smile on your face and still praise God. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. God wants to make us mature and complete. Did y'all hear the word? Mature and complete. Not to keep us from all pain. Instead of complaining about our struggles or our situations, we should see them as opportunity for growth. Amen? And we can see that manifesting right now out of our pandemic situations. Do you all realize how many businesses have come up? How many people have went in their kitchen cupboard and learned how to hound stuff in there? That's how we got the mask. That's how we got so many things, because people start doing it in their homes, because we are a resource for people. Amen? Amen. Everyone, not just you and me, everyone experienced trials. James means for believers to respond to trouble regardless of size by counting that experience as joy. What in the world could that mean? And I wanted to say this. James means for believers to respond to troubles. In other words, don't respond to troubles like the man that don't know God. Amen? You should be able to know how to respond to trouble so the man that's not in Christ can see how you handle that situation and realize that you got something that he need. Amen? That's when you become effective witnesses for God and his word, by the way you react to things that go on in your life. Amen? That word count is used to consider the things. James is implying that we should enter our hardships as deposits into the checkbook of our life. Amen? Not withdrawals. He's not talking about our immediate emotional response to a flat tire or a loss of a loved one. You know how you go, oh, my God, you wake up and you got a flat tire, your world ends. He's not talking about that kind of response. He's talking about a response when you categorize your life, where you at in Christ. How well do you handle your life? How well does your life speak of God in your life? Amen? We can talk all day long about I love the Lord and he's my Savior. But when something happened in our lives, we want to cave in. That tells the man that's not saved, that's looking at you, because trust me, somebody always looking at you because you have made a declaration, I'm a Christian. That's a declaration. So the people that are not saved are watching you and how you act to different situations. But if you act like, oh, my God, and lose all confidence in God, then he say, well, why should I be over there? You just like I am, amen? We are supposed to set a standard in our community. We are not supposed to react like everything else goes, everybody else. We are supposed to be different, amen? That's when you need to know you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God is on your side. We have to realize our mission here is to walk upright before God so that other people can see him in us. The word of God says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Amen? If you lift up Christ, you're going to draw somebody, because somebody going to see, well, girl, how you went through that? How did you get through that? What do you know that I don't know? You ought to always be ready to answer somebody and tell them who you are and what has happened to you. That's what we're supposed to be doing, people. Not walking around and having all these parties and anniversaries or whatever. Not that they are bad, but our main mission on this earth is to stand up for Christ regardless of what's going on in your life. Even better, when you go through a trial, you come out on the other side better than when you went in. Amen? That's a testimony. Amen? Not the way we respond to emotional things like a flat tire, our loved ones. We are talking about how we categorize the moments when assessing our life as a whole. Where you going? How you getting there? Are you obeying God? Do you see him in your life? That's the kind of categorize that I'm talking about. It's still a hard command, even though James say have joy, count it all joy. It's still a hard thing, because you be wondering, how in the world can I have joy in this situation? When it don't look good, it don't smell good, and it don't feel good, how can I have joy? That's what I'm here to tell you. It's still a hard command, and yet it acknowledges something important.